Welcome to our 21-day Overwhelming Victory podcast, where we discuss scripture from the Bible. We pray that this will inspire and encourage you in your walk with God. Let's take a listen to episode 8.
Well, we've got another scripture, Joshua 6, 1 to 20. So this is a chunk, and so I'm just going to summarize it for us, but everybody should be reading this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We might know it, but don't just take it for granted. Go read it. Mm-hmm. But of course, the story of taking Jericho.
Yeah.
And a very specific battle strategy of walking around the city.
Yeah.
And with silence.
Yes.
Of doing nothing, we just walk around. And then on that final day, walking around seven times.
Yeah.
A blast of the ram's horns. Was
yes,
it ram's horns?
That's right,
a shout from the people and the walls supernaturally falling down.
Yeah.
And then the people able to take that ground and take that city.
Yes.
As their inheritance, but for God.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the story.
That's
what does it mean for us?
Story.
Well, Pastor Sam?
I do think we should start with the fact that when you first mentioned it, there was a strategy from God.
Right.
We've got to be men and women that go after God and get strategies from the Lord. When we come up against certain obstacles, we sometimes go, what on earth are we going to do?
Yeah.
And to get the direction from the Lord, to get his blueprint for the victory, this is what happened. Joshua got the blueprint from God.
Yeah.
God gave him all these little things to do, and then the supernatural victory was released. So this partnership in obedience with God is so powerful.
Yeah.
Planet Shakers was started
That's an encounter
with God, and then the steps, the processes, the things to do to release this vision and for it to become a reality in this world.
Mm.
That was so powerful if I look back over those years. But imagine if we hadn't done the steps of obedience.
Right.
Would we still be wandering in the wilderness?
Right.
You know, I think maybe we could have been, but we didn't. We went, yes, Lord, you want us to move from Adelaide to Melbourne? Yes, Lord. How do we do that? I don't know. Just step by step, do this, do that. And we did. And look, this incredible journey of Planet Shakers that has unfolded. I mean, people go, oh, that's just amazing. But it's like, it just was a process.
Yeah.
One process after another that God revealed and we were obedient
Amazing.
To. And then to think of the children of Israel, they'd just been circumcised. And part of the process was they had to walk around this city, the walls of this city, in silence. Sometimes God will challenge us to do
things that
are uncomfortable things. So, you know, there might be a desire in us for us to get free, and then Jesus says, well, forgive that person who hurt you.
Right.
It's uncomfortable, but it's the strategy, it's the process towards freedom.
Yeah.
You know, so, microphone. It's uncomfortable sometimes, but powerful when we get in sync with God's will and his ways.
Yeah.
They don't make earthly sense, but
that's
wowzers.
Yeah, this is pretty specific and like, how does that result in that? That's the thing, right? Because we like to look at that and go, cool, if I do this, if I study that, if I save this amount of money, if I whatever, well, God has a different way sometimes. It's not that he can't use that natural wisdom,
but
he has a strategy that sometimes may be different enough just to provoke the obedience.
Right.
Will you just trust me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I love that they were asked to stay silent. These people were professional complainers. That's what they did in the wilderness.
Yes.
So as if they're not going to complain when they've been through circumcision.
Like, yes,
they were getting free food every day, waking up and they were still complaining.
Yes.
And then they took, you know, they were challenged to take their complaint out of their mouth, but then what were they asked to put in their mouth was a shout of praise. And what a powerful thing for any victory. And I love this. Like I know I've preached this, so many people have preached this, I preached it recently, that I think this is the first time in history that they ever employed this battle strategy, and then they did it all over. It's like they went into victory with the praises first.
Yeah.
That victory always for the people of God started with praise.
Mm.
And I think That's so powerful, aren't we seeing that all at the moment? It's like if you're believing our God for something, start praising now, like you've already won.
Yes,
and that's what we see so incredibly illustrated in this story.
Yeah.
And so a great encouragement, I think, for us today and every day is like, let's praise God. Praise Him now. All the things that you're praying for, like start praising as if you got them. Like think about how overjoyed you would be and put that kind of praise into your mouth. And my mouth just
didn't
know what to say then. But what a great stirring. I love it.
Totally. And I do love the fact that God will so many times do something that is totally unnatural.
Yeah.
You know, it defies the laws in this world for the strategy. So like, say for example, when we need a financial breakthrough and He says, tithe. Yeah. Bring your offering.
Right. Yeah.
What do you mean? Mm. I need money. Why am I giving this away?
Right. Yeah.
But that's so awesome because, again, it's putting all of our trust, all of our faith, okay? Okay, God, this is your process. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come into agreement with it. And you know what? I just don't know one person who's ever tithed or bring their offering into the house of God that have gone, now I'm in poverty.
Right,
right.
Like, how many times have we seen breakthrough, supernatural provision? So, God is awesome the way He, messes with us.
Amen.
Best.
And this is taking ground. And that's like the position of victory. Let's take ground today.
Yeah.
And there's a supernatural strategy to do it, but we move forward.
Right.
And we're all, we're going to walk in this victory.
Thanks for listening to our 21-day Overwhelming Victory podcast. We pray it inspired and blessed you. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode.